When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Forever Dog.
Sometimes a school is incredible and you can't quite explain it, so you try is Hampton High.
Hello, you're listening to Hampton High, the podcast that asks the question, what about WTF with Mark Maron, but for my school? I'm your host, Hampton McKelvey. I'm a junior, and I'm talking Rockville Prep's most interesting students, staff, and all the above. Rockville Prep, go skunks! Hello, everyone. I'm really excited for this episode. It's going to be really interesting. It's going to be sort of, I'm going to learn something. I'm going to get something, not get something off my chest, but solve a mystery of sorts. And I love mystery episodes for you guys, because, like, if you don't know, I am sort of an investigative reporter as much as I am like a Joe Rogan type. And Joe Rogan, forget that, those of you guys who don't know, Mark Maron is like King Podcast, Joe Rogan is like Prince of Darkness Podcast. I'm sort of getting into his dark mysteries. But before I get into that today, I just want to say something real quick to everyone who knows about what's happening at Rockville Prep. So there's like a business club now, and I'm a part of this business club, and it's like a sort of after school thing. It's like everyone in the club has to start their own business, and we have to sort of see whose business is the most successful by the end of the semester. And so I'm using my platform to talk about my business, which is like I'm still figuring out what the name is, but what it basically is like it's like, you know, like gum wrappers are all the same, you know, like gum wrappers, like they are just gum wrappers, and they say the name. If you're lucky, they say the name of the type of gum it is. You know, like Orbit will say Orbit, but like someone even say Orbit, you know? And so what I thought is like personalized gum wrappers. Because like you can, like, when you give people gum, it's like you give them a message. Like, so you can make personalized gum wrappers, especially for giving out to people, you know, or even like fortunes, like fortune cookies, but for gum wrappers, is my idea. And like, and so like, basically we buy gum and we take the gum out of the wrapper, and we throw that away. And then we make our own, with special paper. We make special paper and we rewrap the gum wrapper, but we like say little sayings on this stuff. And like, you can say whatever you want. And if you send it in an email, we can write what you want on the gum wrapper and then give you your whole pack of gum with gum wrapper stuff. And I'm thinking of calling it is gum blankies. Cause like when I was a kid, I wore my blankie, you know, like my blanket, but kids called it blankies. But for gum, they're also wrapped in the wrapper. So why not call that blankie, like the way I was wrapped, the way is gum. This is just like me. So this is like my business right now. If you guys are interested, hit me up. I don't have a website yet, though. I'm thinking of using Squarespace. They don't sponsor this podcast, but like I'm gonna use them anyway, because like I think they could sponsor me one day. And it's like actually a pretty good platform. we're actually sponsored by Guitar Center, who's my favorite company of all freaking time. But yeah, so if you want specialized gum wrappers or gum blankies, talk to me or email me and we can figure something out for business club. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about something else, something a little less joyful than gum blankies. Surprising thing to say, for sure. Because we are here, we are with Andy Angelo. And for those of you who don't know, if your head is under a freaking rock, Anne is the kid who punched me in the library.
Hey, hi.
Yeah.
I think that that gum idea is really good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think it's really, I like to also create, so I think that that's a good and creative idea.
Cool. Thank you. I guess that's one thing that you do like about me. That's something, yeah. So
I am, I I do want to say sorry for punching you. I am not really a violent person.
Your actions don't really speak to that, but I appreciate the apology for sure.
Yeah, I do appreciate you having me on. I think that that's a really kind and understanding thing for you to do. And also, you know, I'm excited to have a platform to kind of maybe talk about some of the, you know, things that I have going on and stuff. And that's like very kind of you to do. It's very kind of you to extend to me that invitation.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so like my first clue here is like, did you punch me just to get on the podcast? Because like it seems like you're already trying to use this as a platform. No. Like we're happy to talk about stuff, but like is that why you punched me?
Because
I
thought you were someone else, and I just thought you were different someone else, and so I was just having like a private problem with someone else, and so I thought that you were them, and because you kind of came up from behind where I was, and sometimes I just get very focused on what I'm doing.
Okay.
And I actually was reading. I was just reading about so I'm Wiccan. And I'm not going to try to explain everything about that to you today, but I was just reading up on some ritual stuff that I would have to do if I were to kind of start my own coven thing, kind of like a business. It's kind of like starting a business.
Oh, really?
It's more of like a community, because there isn't maybe like a product, and it's very based in like nature, but you do have like rituals and like you have meetings and stuff, right? So, but I was
okay. Slow down. Yes. All right. Okay. So, because like first of all, if you are wanting to start a business, you should join Business Club.
Yeah.
Because it's Brady's. He's the guy who's running it. He's like really cool. He's like gives you a lot of resources and stuff. And like he was how I knew to do Squarespace and stuff. Like I knew it through podcast, but like, he's the one who's like, no, you can do it too. Like it's for everyone.
Would he be able to help me to like start like a Book of Shadows? If I was gonna, because that's something I'm starting to get started on. Have like my spells in it.
Like you want to sell a book?
No, you're not really supposed to show people your Book of Shadows. You hand it down throughout your family, and it has your private kind of spells and your covens, like rituals and stuff in it.
Are you goth?
I'm Wiccan, so I think a lot of people confuse that with goth, and I tend to get lumped in, I think, with goth people at school. But
do you know Reptile? Because she used to be goth.
Yeah, so Reptile and I, like, we are, I think people think we are friends. We kind of are in the same circles, if you want to say, like, the same circles, social circles.
Yeah. So, and for those of you who don't know, social circles are, like, cliques.
Yeah, so, like, we're, like, same part of, like, maybe two small, like, one-person cliques, because, like, we're both kind of individuals. We both kind of, like, some people don't, like, share our interests, and that's okay. So, like, sometimes we'll pair up on projects and stuff, but she, you know, likes to keep it to herself, and I like to respect that. So.
But, like, you do dress goth, because you're saying you're not goth, but you do dress goth.
Yeah, for sure. I think there's a lot of overlap, and there are some goths who are Wiccan, who are witches, but, you know, there are a lot of Wiccans who are not goth, like, don't consider themselves.
Like, there are a lot of jocks who do the plays, but not a lot of people in the plays who do sports.
It's exactly like that. That's a really good way to explain that.
Okay. So, like, what is that? What is Wiccan?
So, Wiccan is, like, you, instead of, like, having, like, you know how, do you go to church and stuff?
Interesting question. The unfortunate answer is sometimes.
Okay.
And, like, I think I don't... people can make fun of me for this, but I actually am not a huge fan of organized religion. That being said, I'm pretty sure I believe in God. I'm pretty sure I believe in Christ. And I'm pretty sure I believe in the Word. And I'm pretty sure I believe that the Word was God and the Word was with God. And I'm pretty sure the Bible is, like, mostly the Word of God. Though, like, obviously, if you feel differently, then I think that's God, too.
Okay. I mean, I know, so I kind of catch some of what you're saying, because I was baptized, but then when my dad left, my mom kind of just, like, she never liked going to church, so, like, we kind of stopped, and she also works a lot, so, like, I kind of just started exploring religion, which I think is a really interesting thing to do.
That's really noble, yeah.
It's really cool to just know a lot about that, and I really like Wicca, because it's not so much about God, you kind of, it's more about Mother Nature, and, like, the world.
Wait, so Wicca is religion?
Yeah, it's technically a religion.
So it's not like a... Because goth is like being goth.
Yeah, goth is like, I think goth is about music. That's how I think about goth.
Like punk.
Yeah, it's like about music. But Wicca is a religion. So like you actually, the ceremonies like actually are religious ceremonies. And it's like your coven is kind of like your church or, you know.
Maybe you shouldn't do Business Club. That probably actually wouldn't work then.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I think I would like to pick up some skills, but okay. I don't think I would like to run it as a business because I think that's illegal.
No, I do think like a lot of, what's crazy is a lot of like religions are sort of, they like are run like businesses. You know what I mean?
Like Scientology.
Yeah. It's like so fucked up because like religion should just be about like your communication with the power, yes. whomever or herever you may choose to believe.
Wicca is also a female. Yeah. It's a female religion.
Okay. So it's like very hipstery.
Maybe. I think that if that could get like people interested in it, and that's a good way to get people interested in it, I would say that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I not to dwell, I don't want to dwell obviously on a negative thing because it's also something I'm trying not to do. And that's not what Wicca is about. But, I definitely am a normal person and I have disagreements like a normal person would. And I just thought I was very into my studying and my studies and my research. And I just did not even hear you come up behind me.
Right, right.
And people tend to really not be in my space. I don't know why that is. I would like for them to be, but they're not. And so the only person I assumed you could be was this is the person that I am having a disagreement with right
okay.
now.
Okay.
So, and I've kind of said, and I really don't want to this is very private, but I've kind of told this person, please, I need my space.
Okay.
And when I thought that you were him, I really just got so angry and I know it's wrong. And there's no excuse for myself.
Okay. Okay. First of all, I just want to say I accept your apology. It's okay. You did punch me. You did scream after you punched me.
It hurt my hand really bad.
That's part of the reason why I feel like I.
Your face is so hard and.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Your bone, you're on your cheekbone. It's so hard. And so I don't know if that's what everybody's face is like.
No, it's because I chew a lot of gum because gum strengthens your face.
Sure.
So for me, gum is basically my mouth workout, you know, eating food is doing a game. Doing a match or something like that, then chewing gum is working out for that game. So that's what that makes my face really strong, my jaw really strong. Because more than anything in the world, I want a really super sharp jawline. Because I think no offense to anyone, but I think in terms of guys, that's how you get hot. You know, having a strong jawline.
Sure.
You can have a looser body if you have a strong jawline that still works.
As a woman, I really don't care about bodies. You can have a strong body or a skinny body or your body can be half horse or something. I don't really, I'm attracted to every kind of guy, but I
sure,
do think
but can
they,
I just say that, can I just say quickly that you being goth adjacent makes me less, that is a weirder thing. Do you mean? And I think most quote unquote normal people or less adjacent people, they like bodies. You know what I mean? And so we can sort of be body positive in that way, but people do what they like, and I think that's totally okay.
Hot bodies.
Yes, exactly.
Classically hot bodies.
Or unclassically. Some people like different stuff. You know, some people broad shoulders, sometimes lean tight abs.
I also sometimes think, what if I am...
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
It's more mature than people my age sometimes, so I think that maybe...
What grade are you?
I'm a sophomore. So I'm a sophomore. I do sometimes think that I maybe am past being attracted to some of the things that girls my own age, that girls my own age are attracted to.
Okay. Can I just say real quick that you know, this is a song sung as old as time, underclassmen being I'm more mature for my age. And I'm not saying you're not. I'm just saying I've heard this a bunch. And so I do challenge you, when you say that, do you mean that or do you want to mean that? Do you know what I mean? I'm not trying to be condescending in any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying that, you know, I've heard this before. You know what I mean?
For sure. I think that I have the advantage of observing.
Mm, okay.
I watch people a lot and I see the relationships people have.
Yeah.
And especially with dating, stuff mm-hmm. like that. Everyone in our school always fighting with their boyfriends and girlfriends and so much in public in the hallways.
I know, that's true.
And I know things can get heated sometimes. I know when you're in a relationship, there can be disagreements, but I don't know. I just feel past it. I just feel like I'm past it.
Okay.
In my age. I don't have those kind of relationships and those kind of like experiences.
Okay. Yet you punched
someone. I punched you and it doesn't reflect good.
And
on
I'm
me.
Guessing that you punched me because you thought you're being sort of evasive about it, which is fine. We can work into it. That like you punched someone who you were dating or were not dating I love this. See, this is part I love, like solving mysteries. So like I'm gonna say you were punching someone who you were not dating, but who was coming on to you super strong, and like you were like, enough of this shit, fuck you, don't come on to me anymore, punch. And that's like that's my hypothesis right now. Can you confirm or deny?
It would be unfair to me to say that we weren't dating because I obviously don't want him to hear this, even though he doesn't listen to modern media like traditionally. I just feel
God,
like
of course
it would be a lie for me to say that we weren't dating as much as maybe right now. I don't want to say that or
yeah,
you know, but no, we dated and I don't want to drag him through like the mud on all this. I don't want to give him a bad reputation. I again don't want to be an immature person who, you know, broadcasts all the bad parts of their relationship when actually I was really happy for months and months. And
okay,
weeks.
So here's what I'll say. Number one, we can have this be a really open conversation and we can edit whatever you want out. You can listen to it and just let me know what you want.
Anything that I don't.
Anything you want out, we'll edit it out and we'll make it work. And so that being said, that being also said, like, if you don't want to talk about this, that's fine. I just like, okay. For me, it is a mystery and you did punch me in the face. And I think coming into this, I was a little, I obviously forgave you because I saw it was a mistake. I have been pissed about it for a whole week. And now that we're in the room together, I am like not holding this against you for sure. I've been hit harder, to be honest, by guys because I get in fights sometimes.
Yeah.
So people don't know that I do get in fights with guys. But that all being said, if you want to share, we're here to share.
Okay. So yeah, as long as I can kind of have like approval on it or
for
whatever.
For sure.
I do feel like I owe you an explanation.
I think you do.
Okay. Have you heard the story of Ryan Billingsley or... do you know that?
That name sounds familiar, but I don't know. Is that a freshman? I don't know all of freshmen.
Kind of. He was a freshman in...
Transfer? Did he transfer?
No. He went to this school. He was a freshman in 1982. And the night of homecoming, he was supposed to... Basically, he was the mascot for the band, and it was kind of like a big day for him because usually freshmen aren't the mascot. Usually they like don't have that kind of clearance. Like they don't really get that opportunity their first year, especially by homecoming. That's so soon in the year.
He was the skunk?
Yes.
Okay.
So like that's a really big opportunity, and it was a lot of pressure on him. And so... To kind of calm himself down, he had some of his dad's beer before he even left his house to go to the homecoming game. He drank beer, which I don't drink. Again, I feel like I'm kind of beyond partying. I feel like I'm kind of, you know, kind of past that. But he needed to calm his nerves. It was a big opportunity. He didn't want to blow it. So he had some beer. He got in the car to drive to the homecoming game. And as you might expect, he made it there fine. Nothing happened. But then when he got there, he was walking through the parking lot fully dressed because he didn't want anyone to see him outside of the head. He didn't want like anyone pulling into the game or anything to see him with his head off. And the bus with the opposing team on it was, I have to assume, ripping through the parking lot. And he didn't see them coming because he had no peripheral vision. And it hit him.
epic fail.
And he just rolled and rolled and rolled over cars, just like over the tops of cars, just rolling and rolling. And his head went in one direction.
Oh my God.
And then his human head went in another completely different direction. And then, so you have to imagine he's a body with inside a body. It was just parts everywhere. And I'm sorry, it's really hard to talk
about. It's okay. It's okay. Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, that is like disgusting, Mundo.
It is. His family was devastated. And anyway, so as you can probably assume, he's haunted the school grounds ever since. And maybe it's because of my connection to, you know, the spiritual world. The veil is kind of thinner for me than it is for other people. The veil between our world, our mortal world, and the spiritual.
Right.
So he did appear to me in the girls' swim locker room when I was writing myself a doctor's note to get out of swim. And we just kind of got to talking, and he just, I don't know, like, he was just so much easier to talk to than any of the guys or girls, like, honestly, anyone we go to school with.
Right. Okay. You're dating a ghost.
It's, well, yes, but it's really, we're not in, like, a good place right now, but yeah, we are dating, and
he's also a freshman.
Yes. So you can see, like, I mean, I don't care. I'm very open-minded.
It's a little bit robbing the cradle right there.
Yeah, but in a way, he's also very old.
Because he's
haunting. But at the same time, he's still 14.
Right.
Yeah.
And, okay. And tell me if this is, like, not... First of all, I'm going to say, up top, I think I believe you.
Thank you.
And I'm not going to say no. I will say, I think I believe you, because it's definitely stuff I can't explain that's happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I owe you that much. Part of me does think you're starting to use this to, like, use my platform to, like, get people interested in you in a certain way, because I think, like, this is sort of a strange thing to say, but I think I do believe you. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I definitely do know what you mean. I would be suspicious, because before it happened to me, did I hope that I would someday date, I don't know, a ghost or a vampire or a man with some kind of supernatural quality? Yeah.
For sure, because, like, that is, like, your, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a power in that that's attractive to me.
Just like how I always want to date, like, sort of like a nerdy girl who's actually hot, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, who doesn't know that she was
exactly
hot. Yeah, I like a guy who, like, doesn't, kind of the same way, like, he doesn't realize, like, being hot is the furthest thing from his mind because has so many other things going on, like,
I think we can agree on that.
There's so many other things going on. So again, like, I often thought of, like, how I would maybe end up with someone who was a werewolf, because there would be that, the kind of the tension of he has the closest thing you can have to a full-time job when you're our age, which is turning to a wolf. It's a big responsibility, and I think that was always something that I was into. And so,
talk about clocking in, clocking out, howling in, howling out.
Yeah, it's really serious though, because it really takes a toll on, like, their organs and stuff.
Okay.
So it could it could kill you. Like, a lot of werewolves actually don't even survive the first time that they turn.
Okay, that's interesting.
It's really hard. Do you know how when a lady has a baby that her abs split in half and her organs have to move around?
I don't want to hear that's disgusting.
It's Sorry. A werewolf is kind of like a pregnant woman, like that, in that way.
Whenever I think about, like, would I rather be a vampire or a werewolf, I've always said werewolf because I was like, oh, because you can be like a fucking, like, rah, you know, but if it hurts, then no, I'd say vampire is what I'd say.
Yeah. I mean, there's drawbacks to all of them, but I also believe that they deserve to be loved and cared for.
Have you seen Beetlejuice?
Yeah, I have, a lot of times.
This is kind of like...
Yeah, it's not... It's very different.
Because he's dressed like her a little bit too, and, like...
Oh, yeah, I guess so. My bangs are not, like, where I want them to be, I guess, in that way, but thank you. It is different in reality. is different in reality.
For sure. Okay, but so sorry, that says we're going off the deep end.
I do love that movie, but yeah.
Yeah. No. Beetlejuice. Nothing happened. No. Oh no, it's about it.
He's kidding. He's there.
You can date this.
No, I don't think that I would date Beetlejuice.
Yeah, he's a disgusting.
Ryan's like actually really hot. Like in that's another thing. Ryan's hot in a way that I would consider kind of typical, like a typical hot guy.
Oh, okay.
And I never thought that I would want someone like that.
Yeah, sometimes the people you have the best attraction to are people who you would never expect, like a jock or like a dead person.
Yeah.
But you do. Okay, but this is the question, like, I mean, why'd you want to punch him?
I feel so bad about that either way, right? Because I shouldn't be punching anybody, is the reality of it.
No, I think if people are rude, you should punch them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I read that on Twitter. If people are rude, you gotta punch them.
You should punch them. Yeah. I, having now punched someone, I really regretted it the minute I did it.
Yeah.
I felt so bad. I felt physically bad. Emotionally bad.
Me too.
I just felt it didn't feel worth it.
Yeah.
And
I felt that same way.
Please don't take this the wrong way. I was happy it wasn't him. I'm not happy I punched you, but I'm happy it wasn't him because it wouldn't have solved our problems. It wouldn't have solved
It's the frankly problems kind we of had. Hard to hear that, but I do know what you mean. And I don't know why it really brings something out of me to hear that I was happy. It was the idea of someone being happy they saw that they punched me I do know what you're saying. I'm just like, this is sort of activating something in my own little box of brains.
I'm sorry.
No,
if it can help, if it helps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just so you understand, maybe like the pressure that what it's like to be in a relationship like that is, you know, back when there couldn't be gay people or back when there couldn't be a black person and a white person dating.
Mm.
That's, I mean, the level of persecution that there is with me dating a ghost, except in my case, instead of people being like, you'll never get married, you can't get married, there's no marriage equality for you, absolutely not, like, you could get arrested, instead of all that, they're just like, no, that's not real.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not happening. You don't have a boyfriend, actually.
For sure.
Which is worse.
But you can understand that, right? I mean, like, you do understand that it is a hard sell for some people, and that, like, because we never actually, I mean, we can't see this person, you know, and like, I'm sort of trusting you. And to be honest, like, my ex-girlfriend was black, and like, people didn't give us a hard time except her parents, who just didn't like me. But that was not because of my race, it's because they didn't like
just like you, like
me.
Who you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like my personality and stuff. Apparently, I didn't know that for a while. I thought that they were really cool with me. Turns out, no. But you do know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. I do. And I hate, that's honestly the hardest part, is that you were brought into our relationship that you're not even a part of. It's not even your, like, it's not even your problem. Like, you were not even supposed to be part of this. It, like, I can't sleep. Like,
Wait, what did he do? I'm sorry, did you say this and I forget this? What did he do?
Part of what's appealing about this relationship to me is that it makes me feel like, at first, I guess I thought he didn't have any other options except to date me.
Because you were the only one who could see through the veil between life and death.
Yeah. But then he started saying things like, at first I thought like I should be cool about, but like, just things about like girls he thought were cute or like whatever.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Like things
he
about
is
like,
a freshman. Like, bad call. Not say that kind of stuff to the girl you're dating.
You say stuff about like Alexis or this person or that person. And I was just like fine about it because I am, like I said, I'm mature. I'm like, cool. Like, whatever. I don't care. Like, but it just, after a while, I just couldn't hear it anymore. And I said, I need you to give me space. Like, I need you to give me space. I can't do this anymore. And you know what? I go to school here.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if I can go home at night and he can't go. He obviously can't come to my house, obviously, because he haunts only the school.
Mm.
That's, I think everyone would understand that. But he can't. That's where he died, and so he really only...
Yeah, but if his death was attached to an object, if the object moved locations, perhaps his soul would be haunting the object itself rather than the location. You know what I mean? So, like...
Oh, that's a very interesting perspective on it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I don't know as much as you, but...
It's really easy. It's kind of like a Wi-Fi signal. So, you know how when you have a private Wi-Fi, like a password-protected Wi-Fi for, like, the high school's Wi-Fi?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For, like, staff and students or whatever? Yeah. So... That signal, once you're out of the boundary of the Wi-Fi of where the high school is, you can't use that Wi-Fi.
Can't go on Facebook. You have to use data.
You have to use data.
Yeah.
So he can't. Like he is his. He's stuck here. He's stuck at this school.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It made me so upset, and I didn't even break up with him. I didn't even break up with him over it. I didn't cause a big fight. We just had an argument about it, and I said, I just want space. Like, let me cool down, because that's the adult thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's fair. To be like, to say, I'm angry right now, and I don't want to make a decision I'm going to regret, so can we just chill out for a second?
Yeah.
Because I don't think these emotions are reflective of my actual intentions for us.
Yes.
They're reflective of how I feel in the moment.
Yeah.
Which is maybe leads to a conversation, but like, you know, like and we've seen some people, we've definitely seen some people in these hallways fighting when I'm just like, just go to class.
Yeah, you know? Take a break
from
it.
Talk after class.
And it's hard for me because he's been dead for so long, he makes me feel stupid sometimes. And like, I need to stop and like regain my thoughts. And I need time to catch a breath. I need time sometimes to look up maybe some of the references that he makes. Because
they're all like from, I guess if he was born in AD...
He died in 1982.
He died in 1982. Okay. So
he's
like,
always like, you know, his interests are different than mine.
For sure.
And I have to respect that.
Has he seen Beetlejuice?
Like, he calls AIDS gay cancer.
And that's fucked up.
It's really messed up. And I tried to explain to him that, like, actually we learned about this in health class. They found out that it's not cancer.
Yeah.
And actually, it's really offensive to... like call it that.
It's offensive to
so
me.
There
to
are
honest.
Times where I can't introduce him to people. Like, obviously, people are already very skeptical. But imagine if finally I got the guts, or like someone was like able to meet him, and then I introduced.
If only
him.
He had the guts. I'm sorry, that was crap. That was
he
crass.
Doesn't. He,
yeah, I know. I know.
Though he can feel my touch.
I guess if you would punch him, that's why.
Yeah, he can
so
feel
do
my
you guys
touch.
Like, and you can stop. Me here, but like, do you guys like make out?
Yeah, that's the kind of also the thing that I like about him, and maybe that's the benefit of like dating a freshman, is he does not try to take things too fast.
Okay, but sure, but like, do you guys like you guys
we can we can touch.
Okay,
I think that I definitely, that's also another thing that I had to get over, is maybe how I can see him, I can feel him. He is very, you know, much present with me, but I have to be careful because I can only physically interact with him at school, and I know how crazy it would look to someone if they saw us being physical together and didn't see him.
Yeah.
I realize how it looks. That's why I was very hesitant about tongue kissing for weeks.
Because you just it looks like you're sticking out your freaking tongue.
Yes. Yes.
The one thing I've learned, have you kissed a real person before?
No, just the ghost.
Okay, so one real thing just real quick. Ryan. Something I learned before I kissed someone, I thought I had to stick my tongue in super fast and big and powerful.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I had to be like, you know?
Yeah.
But
I actually don't like that.
Well, that's what I learned.
Yeah.
Is that, like, women don't like that. And that it's actually more about, like, it's more like, it's like if you were to dip your tongue into, like, a little, like, bowl of water. A little, like,
yeah, what? It what? Is.
It's
like
a little
that.
More like that, but you have to actually feel it out. But like, it shouldn't be like the because the way that you're describing, the first way I did it would be very embarrassing. The second way would just be sort of like kind of weird.
It would still, I think, be weird. It's funny that you bring that up though, because I am, as much as I am still working things out with Ryan, I am very interested in one day kissing a living human, because I would like to kiss, like, his mouth is very cold, and I like it. I you know, I don't mind. I'm into that. And I obviously I like love him. So whatever. But I would like to kiss like a warm mouth or someone.
Yeah.
It's like the mouth is warm on the inside.
Yeah,
does
yeah.
that make sense?
No,
because
yeah,
your mouth is
a
like,
living,
and my mouth is warm on the inside.
Exactly. All living people have warm mouths.
Warm
unless
mouth.
They're like super sick or something, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I would,
like,
I probably wouldn't. Honestly, I probably wouldn't kiss someone if they were super sick.
No, neither would I. Neither
yeah.
would I. I mean, that would be, because then you get sick, which is like disgusting.
And I know I definitely will. I just don't, like, I always catch it.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I actually have a pretty good, what's it?
Immune system?
Is it immune system?
Immune system.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yeah, I think so.
I have a
Unless
good immune system.
Yeah.
I think I have a good immune system. Yeah, I have a good immune system, but still, yeah, it's still gross.
But yeah, but I, ultimately, I do have reservations about, number one, I'm only a sophomore. I don't think I need to be doing too much, like going too far, like doing too much like sex stuff. But I obviously...
Can I say something?
Yeah.
The fact that you wanted to punch him, the fact that they are already saying it, like you are interested in humans, real live people and kissing them and stuff like that. And the fact that you've already like equivocated like, oh, he's hot in a way I wouldn't like, oh, he's cold, which isn't what my favorite, but I love it. Like all those buts. I think like, I just think right now you should probably like take a break on it. And I'm like, and I don't want to insert myself in the relationship. You say you're mature. I don't not believe you, but I feel like the mature thing to do is to follow those feelings rather than just like sticking it out in a thing that like is going to be weird, especially after he knows you punched him.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you'll get next year, he's still going to be a freshman. Do you want to be the junior dating a freshman?
I don't want to say yes, obviously, because it's like, why?
Answer in 3 seconds. 3, 2,
no,
one.
I don't want
to. Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. So like,
yeah.
So like, I think this might be a time to like, to call it quits, you know?
Yeah, I guess I just, you're right. I have thought about those things. I've thought about what happens when I go to college and he like can't, like we can't keep dating. I'm not going to come back here to see him. Like I can't do that. I'm going to go to school. I'm probably going to go to school probably in like a castle in Germany, something like that.
Do they have college in Germany?
Yeah, for sure. I would like to go to school and maybe like if there's a school in a university based in like an old castle in Germany, I would like to go there. Maybe if there's something in the woods, but.
I want to go to Georgetown.
Oh, I don't think I'm familiar, but
it's in DC. It's not too far away from here. It's,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
That's cool. What would you go for?
You know, my dad wants me to do business, but I kind of want to do English.
Oh, you should do English.
Yeah. Who do you think is the coolest freshman?
Oh, I guess Susan Sweeney.
Susan Sweeney, oh yeah, she's like your type though. She's like exactly your type. Do you know what I mean?
She's just not.
She's like mini you. You know what I mean?
She's just not like a conformist. I like that about her, and I'm excited to see what she does with that. Like,
yeah.
What paths she kind of takes, and if she's listening, if she would like to join my coven, or I'm also trying to get a kind of dungeon going, a D&D game kind of on the books like regularly. So
okay.
If anyone is interested.
Okay. Like anyone wants to play D&D, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anne. That was great.
Thank you so much.
Do you feel good?
I was really nervous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not just because, like, I don't like talk in front of people ever, and because I'm, like, so glad that you and I are on good terms.
Yeah, no, we are. I think it's all cool. It's water on the bridge. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, come on. Is that, like, you're dating a goat? Come on.
Wait.
Like, I'm sure the guy you want to talk about, like, doesn't, I don't want to out that dude at all if he's a bad guy or whatever. But, like, I mean, you know.
I am so used to this reaction.
Okay.
It's fine if you don't want to believe. I will say, now that you kind of are involved in, I don't want to say our drama, but now that you're involved in our drama,
yeah,
I would just be really careful of, I would be really careful of offending him or questioning him because you spend a lot of time here. You spend, and I don't want him messing with you. He's just
okay.
Not.
Well, is he offended by being punched?
Well, yeah, I mean, he would be offended by being punched, but I think he just doesn't like being made fun of. I think he doesn't like being.
Oh, the freshman just the dare freshman doesn't like being really made fun of.
Hampton, I just
little skunky. Little skunky doesn't like got hit by a bus. That's a really crazy thing to get hit by a bus.
He got hit by a bus.
Yeah, dude. I was sorry, dude. Maybe you should have looked at what.
Oh my gosh. Oh no. Can someone tie him? Are you cold? Oh my god. Oh my. Ryan, stop! Ryan, stop it! Ryan! No! Ryan, put him down! Ryan, you need to go. Go.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm sorry.
Please don't cry. Please don't let him get to you. Don't, if he sees you crying, don't. Do you want water?
Sorry.
It's okay.
Shit. Can you just stay with me for a second? That was.
Yeah. I know how he can be. It's really not okay.
Yeah. I have a lot of questions to ask you. Do you have time?
Yeah. For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
my first question.
Oh wait, hold on. I'm sorry. I have to go real quick, but I'm sorry. I have like a thing.
What do you have?
I have to go. Please, it's stupid or whatever, but I have to go watch. Like, there's like this. They made this like live action Kim Possible movie. It's on Disney Channel. It's gonna be on there on February 15th, and they're releasing new promos and stuff, and I just like to kind of get them, like I do like cuts between the cartoons and the live action, like
it's
promos.
On February 15th?
Yeah, it's not till February 15th. It's on February 15th, but I...
Are you going now?
Well, I like to put the cartoon next to the promos and like put it like on my Instagram and stuff.
Okay, that makes sense.
Forever Dog!
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.